What are we to make of the different conclusions of the CIA and the FBI about Russian hacking and the election? Well, Philip Mudd served both at the CIA and the FBI, where he was the Bureau's senior intelligence advisor. Before that, he was deputy director of the CIA's Counterterrorist Center. As he says, the CIA gathers intelligence, analyzes it, and advises, while the FBI, with its ties to law enforcement, always keeps an eye on what is provable in court. When it comes to intent, he says, that is especially hard.
The difficulty we have here is like the difficulty of looking next door and evaluating what just happened with a divorce among your neighbors. Everybody on the block knows there was a divorce. There's going to be a difference of opinion about whether it was over money, whether it was just a decline in the relationship. Determining why that happened is very difficult. I think the CIA here is going to have a hard time explaining why they're so confident in understanding intention. Intention in the intelligence business is always one of the toughest nuts to crack.
The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, presented the information about hacking, I guess, to members of Congress and others. Does that mean that he has overridden the FBI's reticence about it, or is that not the process?
I don't think he would have overridden it at this point. And we have to remember, the President of the United States has now asked all agencies to come together to add to the CIA evaluation. I think in this case, with this level of sensitivity, with this level of interest on Capitol Hill, the Director of National Intelligence has no option but to go talk to Capitol Hill before you might have final conclusions. The other remark I'd have in that regard is when you have an absence of information, that is, if he had chosen not to go to Capitol Hill, that vacuum of information will be filled by speculation. I don't think this is a good time for speculation. I think he had to go down there, at least initially at these early stages, and explain what the CIA and others think, even if they don't have a final conclusion yet.
Philip Mudd, there's an odd factual dispute in these stories about Russian hacks. There are claims that the Republican National Committee was hacked, and then there are denials by the Republicans who say they weren't hacked. What do you make of that, and is that the kind of question that agencies should be expected to answer conclusively?
Absolutely. That's the distinction between what happened and why it happened. I think on the question of who was hacked, the Director of National Intelligence, since the intelligence community has been so confident that hacks took place, should be able to come to some conclusion about who was hacked. The problem in this case, as we go to a transition where we're going to have a new CIA director, is obviously there's going to be great concern that the CIA is playing with the data and that the intelligence community is playing with the data because they don't believe in President Trump, a president who's declined to take intelligence briefings. I don't think that's the case, and I think it's incumbent on the intelligence community to be very clear, not only in closed hearings, but I think in the open, about how confident they are that both sides were hacked during the campaign.
When Donald Trump spoke dismissively of the CIA's conclusion about Russia and the election, he reminded us that the CIA concluded that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. You managed Iraq analysis at the CIA from 1999 to 2001. How did you feel about that remark, and what does it portend about relations between the Trump White House and the agency?
It portends nothing good. I see two pieces of that remark, one positive, one negative. First, the president-elect has the right to think whatever he wants about intelligence, and he has the right to question intelligence. But let me be clear, he's now not just the president-elect. He manages the executive branch, and he's decided in managing the executive branch to alienate the FBI director and the CIA director all within the space of a month and a half. I do not think that's a good management quality, despite the fact that I think he has the right in private to question whether their conclusions are accurate. Of course he does. Just the way he did it, I think, is going to lead a lot of people to say, we can't trust this guy.
Do you think it would lead them to leak the odd bit of unflattering information about his administration?
Boy, for me to say, as someone who spent a lifetime in Washington, that no one will leak unflattering information would be a huge mistake. People are going to leak on both sides of the aisle. I think the other conclusion, though, that some of the newcomers in Washington are making is wildly inaccurate. We are trained in the intelligence business to say you can elect whomever you want to the American people. We serve them. I do not believe that people will start changing the analysis just because they don't like what the president-elect is saying about them. But there will be leaks, guaranteed.
Philip Mudd, thanks for talking with us about it today.
Thank you.
I'm Mr. Mudd, a former senior official at both the FBI and the CIA.